With Montana News, I'm Sherry Trussler. Montana politicians of both parties found something to unite over today, their outrage over the cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline. Steve Jess reports.
President Obama rejected the permit application for the pipeline, citing the need for America to lead the fight against climate change. Democratic Governor Steve Bullock called the decision wrong and bad for Montana. Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke said Obama was turning his back on the American worker. And Republican Senator Steve Daines said the decision reveals what he calls the president's anti-jobs agenda.
President Obama had an opportunity to help create good-paying jobs with the construction of the Keystone Pipeline. But instead, he chose to blatantly disregard the economic needs of this nation, the need for good-paying jobs like union jobs, energy costs for Montana families, and the will of the American people.
Democratic Senator John Tester also piled on, saying the president missed an opportunity to strengthen America's energy security. According to the U.S. State Department, construction of the pipeline would have created or supported 20,000 jobs a year for 2 years, with about 3,700 of those jobs in eastern Montana. Once finished, though, pipeline operations would have needed only 35 permanent employees. Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's 150 lawmakers will receive a mail-in poll on Tuesday to decide whether the State Department of Revenue undermined a new school choice law by blocking religious schools from the tax credit program. The poll's results will be published in the department's final rules and can be used as evidence in a lawsuit challenging them. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is embarking on a $10 million-plus ad campaign to take on opponents of President Obama's plan to reduce power plant carbon emissions. Bloomberg's independent USA Political Action Committee announced plans today to run TV spots aimed at the attorneys general of Florida, Michigan, Missouri, and Wisconsin. They're among the AGs suing to block the Clean Power Plan. They say it'll kill coal mining jobs and increase electricity costs. Bloomberg says their stance puts coal industry financial interests ahead of their constituents' right to breathe clean air. Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel, spokesman for Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster, and Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette says the billionaire New Yorker doesn't grasp how much the plan would hurt their states. A representative for the Florida Attorney General, Pam Bondi, hasn't responded to the inquiries. A 19-year-old East Helena man who admitted to stealing a silver bowl and a custom wooden donation box from the Cathedral of St. Helena and urinating on the pulpit is being sent to prison for disobeying orders. Gary Bristol was ordered to attend a 90-day military-style boot camp after pleading guilty to a felony theft charge. The Helena Independent Record reports that Bristol never showed up to his boot camp. Authorities have revoked his deferred 6-month sentence, and he appeared in court Thursday, where he was sentenced to 10 years in the Montana State Prison, with 5 years suspended. Charging documents say a surveillance camera captured images of Bristol stealing the donation box and trying to break into another. President Obama's decision today to reject the proposed Keystone XL pipeline has drawn criticism from Montana's politicians from both parties. As Steve Jess reports, there are some Montanans applauding the decision.
Refinery worker Keith Crookston is glad the president rejected the Keystone XL pipeline. Crookston works at the Senex refinery in Laurel, one of four refineries in the state. He says environmentalists' concerns about the project were overblown, but he's worried about the American refinery jobs that might be lost.
If that pipeline shuts down one refinery anywhere in this country because they're exporting crude to be refined overseas and finished product shipped back to us, that will eliminate more contractor jobs on a permanent basis than will ever be hired to build that pipeline on a temporary basis.
Crookston, who's a member of the United Steelworkers Union, also didn't like that there was no guarantee American steel or labor would be used to build the Keystone XL pipeline. Critics of the president's decision say building the pipeline would have led to 20,000 jobs a year for 2 years, including 3,700 jobs in Montana. Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
A 17-year-old Haver boy who is charged with repeatedly stabbing three Montana State University Northern students during an apartment break-in has reached a plea agreement. Justice Brown will plead guilty Monday to 3 counts of attempted deliberate homicide and 1 count of aggravated burglary. Prosecutors are recommending that he serves a 100-year prison term for each attempted homicide charge and 40 years for burglary. 2 men who triggered an avalanche while hunting north of Bozeman escaped serious injury despite being carried 400 feet over rocks. The Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center reported that the men were walking near the saddle of Sacagawea Peak in the Bridger Range at about 9,000 feet of elevation when they triggered a 40 to 50 foot wide slide about 20 feet above them just before 7 a.m. on Tuesday. The men were carried 400 feet down the mountain. One was knocked unconscious, but neither were buried. They were able to get out of the area on their own. Emergency room doctors cleared them of any critical injuries. President Obama says he's rejecting the Keystone XL pipeline because he does not believe it serves the national interest. Obama says the pipeline has played an overinflated role in the political discourse. Obama is speaking at the White House after meeting with Secretary of State John Kerry. The decision caps a seven-year saga that became a flashpoint in Obama's presidency. Killing the pipeline allows the president to claim aggressive action on the environment. Tiffany and Chris Goodwin found out that they were having twins this fall. The news didn't freak them out because, as it turns out, the couple from Three Forks already had two sets. Chris Goodwin tells the Bozeman Daily Chronicle that he's been surprised every time they've learned that they were having twins. Tiffany Goodwin says that the first year is chaotic and kind of a blur, but after that, the twins play together. Their third first year began Monday with the birth of Carter and Olivia at Bozeman Deaconess Hospital. Carter and Olivia join a set of two-year-old identical twins, a set of five-year-old fraternal twins, and their big brother, who is seven. Tiffany says she doesn't plan on having any more children. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Tressler.